Welcome to today's Landley Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, recapping the Central College baseball team split of a doubleheader with the University of Dubuque Saturday that was heard live on 92.1 KRLS. Central opened the twin bill by winning game 1 4-0, but fell 6-3 in the nightcap. Game 1 of the doubleheader began as a pitcher's duel, with starting pitchers Mark Kenny and Aiden Elfring pitching scoreless frames through the first three innings. After Kenny added a scoreless frame in the top of the fourth, the Dutch finally broke the scoreless tie in the bottom of the inning. Max Steinlage legged out a bunt single, stole second base, advanced to third on a flyout to center field, before Declan O'Hare stepped to the plate and provided a two-out RBI single. Declan O'Hare settles into the box to face Elfring for the second time. And O'Hare, ground ball up the middle, just past the diving glove of Husko, and Central's on the board with a 1-0 lead. Our scoreless tie has finally been broken. Central added on an inning later when two singles and a walk loaded the bases, and a Braden Sawyer walk played Logan McCoy for the second run of the game. The Dutch offense added more insurance in the seventh when Colton DeRocher walked and brought Dom De La Paz to the plate. On the pitch, low and away, Dom De La Paz with a deep drive to left field. That one's going to go. Dom De La Paz with a two-run shot. Puts Central up 4-0.
That was a barrel right there. Looks like the pitch might have been on the inner half, and Dom was able to turn on it early, get his bat out in front of it, and send it over the left field fence.
While the four runs was nice for the Dutch offense, the story of the game was Mark Kenny's pitching performance. Ground ball to Dylan Williams. He'll field it to short, steps on second, throws it across the first. Inning-ending double play, game-ending double play. Mark Kenny with the complete game four-hit shutout gives Central their fourth win in league action to kick off today's doubleheader. The sophomore right-hander hurled a complete game four-hit shutout while striking out six, walking one, and never allowing a runner past second base. Central head coach Adam Carey said it was great to see Kenny mow through the Dubuque lineup throughout the game.
Mark coming out today the way he did was huge. It was fun to watch him compete. And just he had full command of the zone all day. Didn't give him really any good pitches to hit throughout the day. And with him getting ahead the way he was, he dominated, and it was really fun to watch.
Continuing our recap of the Central College baseball team's doubleheader split against Dubuque from Saturday on today's Landley Radio Sports page, Game 2 was almost the complete opposite of Game 1. After four scoreless innings from starting pitchers Max Steinlage and Charlie Yeager, the Spartans struck for five runs in the fifth inning and a run in the sixth to pull in front 6-0. Unlike their counterparts, the Dutch began to make a comeback in the bottom of the sixth. After coming out of the game for pitching, Steinlage doubled to right field as the designated hitter and scored a batter later when Braden Sawyer stepped to the plate.
He's come through with some big RBIs, and Sawyer will get one into shallow right field, and Max Steinlage is going to score easily on the RBI single from Braden Sawyer to get the Dutch on the scoreboard.
In the seventh inning, a walk, a hit by pitch, and a fielder's choice that resulted in no outs loaded the bases, and Logan McCoy's hit by pitch plated Jaden Kramer to cut the deficit to four at 6-2. Colton DeRocher slashed the Spartan lead further in the next at bat with a sacrifice fly.
And DeRocher with a fly ball out towards right center field. It's going to be in the gap, but run down and caught, and Colton Jones will scamper home for a run, and now it's 6-3, and Dom De La Paz steps to the plate following the sacrifice fly from Colton DeRocher.
Despite getting the Dubuque lead down to 3, Central got no closer as they fell 6-3. Steinlage took the loss on the mound in Game 2, allowing 5 earned runs in 4 and 2/3 innings with 8 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Bryce Hasig allowed 2 hits and no walks while striking out a pair in 4 and a 3rd innings of relief. Dutch head coach Adam Carey said that both pitchers did a good job getting out of early jams, but said they fell behind in too many counts to avoid trouble.
The way that we had to pitch around traffic early in the game, in Game 2 there today, it put us in some tough positions, and we found a way to get out of them early. But eventually, if we keep allowing those guys on, the levee's going to break. And that's what happened in that. I think it was the fourth or fifth inning. And Max found a way. He battled. He competed. But at the end of the day, we've got to get ahead in counts. And when we get ahead, we've got to execute to finish the at-bat.
Carey also credited Dubuque starter Charlie Yeager for keeping the Dutch bats quiet throughout his outing.
Honestly, a lot of credit Game 3 to Charlie Yeager, their starter. For Dubuque today. He's a four-pitch mix guy. He kept us off balance throughout the day. And it got to a point where we did not get his pitch count up early enough in his outing. And once we got it up, got him out of the game, that was great. But if we could have gotten him out a couple innings earlier by getting that pitch count up and sticking to the approach and plan that we had pregame, I think it would have worked out a little bit better.
With the results of Saturday's doubleheader, Central now holds a 10-17 overall record and a 4-8 American Rivers Conference mark. The Dutch hit the road for four games this week, first traveling to Decorah for a single league game at Luther College at 3 p.m., before heading to Indianola for a three-game set with Simpson on Friday and Saturday. Central's game Friday at Simpson can be heard live on the KNIA3 stream at 6 p.m., while Saturday's doubleheader against the Storm can be heard on 94.3 KNIA at 1 p.m. With this recap of Central Baseball's doubleheader split with Dubuque on Saturday on today's Landley Radio Sports page, I'm Tyler Crabb.